Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English Podcast. Press release. كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا. What a terrible claim that comes out of their mouths. They say nothing but lies. Al-Kahf 5. Calling for normalization with the criminal Jewish entity is a betrayal of Allah, His Messenger, and the believers, and an attempt to please those who oppose Allah and His Messenger. In a remarkable precedent, one that neither Allah Almighty nor Muslims approve of, Akar MP Walid Al-Barini posted a tweet on his X account, which read, quote, normalization cannot be resolved through outbidding and bravado. Yes to normalization if it protects us from aggression. Yes to normalization if it restores our land and ensures it is not occupied. Yes to normalization if it grants Lebanon the peace and prosperity we have lacked for years. Yes to normalization and no to defying Arab paths, especially the one led by Saudi Arabia. End quote. These statements, to say the least, they are reprehensible. They are not acceptable to Muslims, nor do they represent them in any way. Only those who seek to flatter themselves in a reprehensible manner at the doorsteps of the embassies of the regimes, some of which the MP mentioned and others he ignored. These deviant statements come as news has been escalating since the ceasefire on November 27, 2024, about the existence of indirect negotiations between the Jewish entity and the Lebanese authorities, not only regarding the demarcation of the land borders, but more than that, as the Ash-Sharq al-Awsat newspaper reported on March 14, 2025, from what it called unquote Israeli political official close to Netanyahu, saying, quote, the negotiations with Lebanon over the land border are part of a broad and comprehensive plan, and quote, Israel is interested in achieving normalization of relations with Lebanon. The same official claimed that the Prime Minister's policy has changed the Middle East, and we want to continue the momentum and achieve normalization of relations with Lebanon. We and the Americans believe this is possible after the change that have occurred in Lebanon. End quote. While this is not surprising from the Jews and their American backers who are seeking to integrate this occupying, usurping entity into Muslim land and make it seem natural, such crude statements are issued by a Muslim representative, which constitutes a betrayal of Muslims he is supposed to represent. Muslims in Lebanon, who are part of the Islamic Ummah, like other Muslims around the world, view this entity, no matter how long it exists, as a criminal entity whose crimes against Muslims in Palestine, Lebanon, Syria, and other Muslim countries have never ceased. They view it as a treacherous and betrayalist entity with which there can be no peace, no reconciliation, no negotiation, and no peace. Indeed, the only way to deal with it is through force until it is eliminated. This is what Muslims understand and teach their children. Any Muslim who deviates from this principle, whether a ruler, a representative, or a politician, is outside the understanding and beliefs of this Ummah. The Ummah has repeatedly expressed its abhorrence and anger at those who engage in this behavior. From the first steps of normalization taken by the late Anwar Sadat in the 1980s until today, the Ummah in general, and Muslims in Lebanon in particular, must reject such people from their midst and express this in every gathering, arena, or situation in which such slackers and normalizers attempt to put forward these poisonous, deviant ideas. We confirm that what Muslims believe in the east and west of the earth is that what Allah Almighty threatened the Jews with in His saying, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءَ وُجُوهَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَتْبِيرًا. And when the second warning would come to pass, your enemies would be left to totally disgrace you and enter the place of worship as they entered it the first time and utterly destroy whatever would fall into their hands. Al-Isra 7. What was mentioned in the authentic hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تُقَاتِلُكُمُ الْيَهُودِ فَتُسَلَّطُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَتَّى يَقُولُ الْحَجَرُ يَا مُسْلِمْ هَذَا يَهُودِي وَرَائِي فَاقْتُلْهُ. You shall fight the Jews, and you will gain such control over them that a rock will say, O Muslim, this Jew is behind me, so kill him. It is a rite that will be fulfilled, and perhaps the Al-Aqsa flood operation will be a good omen for the coming of the promise of the hereafter and the eradication of the Jews. So, O Muslims of Lebanon, beware of this malicious wind spreading throughout the region, blown by the Jews, and behind them America, its lackeys among the rulers and their lackeys among their followers in power. Be with the sincere servants of Allah until Allah's law is established on his earth and his promised Khilafah Caliphate is established, which has become the Ummah's sole hope for uprooting all these people, and that is not difficult for Allah. In this, our noble messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us glad tidings that after this era in which we live, which is the era of tyrannical rule, ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةً عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ النُّبُوَّةِ, then there will be a Khilafah Caliphate based on the method of prophethood. We call on Muslims in general, and their scholars in particular, not to remain silent about this evil and to stand up against such cause and their proponents, regardless of their positions of authority or political office, and to join us in confronting them. For Muslims, the Palestinian issue is above all compromise, and hostility towards the Jews is above all consideration. It is a matter of faith and commitment, and only those who are treacherous and hypocritical deviate from it. Allah Almighty said about the Jews in His perfect revelation, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومَهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَسَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And remember, O Prophet, when your Lord declared that He would send against them others who would make them suffer terribly until the day of judgment. Indeed, your Lord is swift in punishment, but He is certainly all-forgiving, most merciful. Al-A'raf 167, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Lebanon.